Cowboy T, San Francisco liver with a gun. You just saw some size of some bullets. I went ahead and continued with a few more. You now see this here. It's full of bullets. Isn't that pretty? Yeah. So, what we need to do is lube these now, just like I promised I'd show you how to do. This is actually fairly easy. The concept of tumble lubing is as follows. You pour a little bit of this, oh, relatively viscous brown liquid called liquid Alox over your bullets. Then you mix it up. Then you let it dry overnight or, you know, during the, out of the day. It's good to, it's even better if you can do it during a sunny day so they dry a little bit quicker. But you know what, just let them sit, let them dry overnight even if it's cool out there. They will dry, it may take a whole day. So what? Okay? So now we're going to show you how to do just that. This is liquid Alox. Lee includes a bottle of it with each and every one of their bullet resizing kits. You know, it looks like this, okay? You see there's a bottle in there. There's a white bottle in there. Looks very much like this guy, okay? Now.
And how much does that kit cost?
Oh, it's like $15 over at Midway USA and Cabela's and places like that, you know, Widener's. So, this stuff likes to be a little warm, which is why I put it on the heater here, because it's a little bit chilly outside, you know, even though we're in the reloading room. This red thing here, this not only catches all the bullets, it also doubles as a tumble lubing vessel. What you can do is this. You could drizzle a little bit of liquid Alox in there, close it up, and mix them up. For larger quantities, say when I'm doing my 1,000 or 2,000 bullet runs, I use somewhat broken, ice cream pail. No, I obviously don't use this for ice cream anymore. You know, I like the smell of liquid Alox, but I don't much care for the taste. I prefer mine malted. But that's when I do my 1,000 run, okay? I did a smaller run this time. These are about 250 in here, 200, 250 thereabouts. I didn't count exactly, but it's about that. So let's get to it. Yeah, yes, it's nice and warm. Okay? Open. And here's what we do. We don't drizzle a lot. We don't need much of this, okay? Come on. Oh dear, looks like it's all stoppered up, or it's plugged up. No problem. Actually, I'm kind of glad this happened. When that happens, all you have to do really, just take like a little long and poke through. Take out whatever little plug of dried liquid Alox in there. All clean. Let's keep going.
All right, let me look.
By the way, you see this stuff is dry. And you see this stuff is like brown.
It's like dirty engine oil almost.
That's exactly what it does.
Okay.
But it smells pretty good. At least I think so. So now we can pour some in. Okay, let's get a good shot here. We don't need a lot. That actually should do the trick. Get a good look at that. Okay.
Maybe about a quarter of a teaspoon full worth.
If that.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll blow a little air so it doesn't clog again. Yeah. There, that should do it. Close. Close. Put your finger in there so bullets don't go flying out. Shake them up. That's it.
That's it.
That's all you gotta do. Now, this is wax paper. We're going to pour these bullets on the wax paper. It's fine, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to pour these bullets just on, right along here. Still got my little gloves on. And you can feel that they feel a little well slick from the liquid Alox. Now, oops, there's one more. There. Almost lost one. Let's put this back over here. And spread them out. This is all you gotta do.
Gee, Cowboy T, that was difficult.
I know, wasn't it though? Okay, walk away overnight. Let them dry overnight. And we're done. Wow, magic. Now, in this same process, I have been known to do 1,000 to 2,000 bullets at a shot. So basically, with about, 20 minutes of effort, I can have between 1,000 and 2,000 bullets lubricated, walk away. Next day, I got 1,000 to 2,000 ready to shoot, rather ready to reload on one of these presses that you see here. That ain't bad. So you gotta wait a day. So what? Oh, by the way, notice these bullets are not Lee's so-called tumble lube style. They're not. They have the traditional lube groove, but they are lubricated. So tumble lube works fine even on bullets with traditional lube grooves. How do I know this? Because this is what I shoot out of my gun all the time, and I have zero leading problems. I mean, I don't. My guns don't get lead. And after 20,000 bullets through that gun, you would think that it would be leaded at some point, and it isn't. So tumble lubing does work. It also, by the way, works at magnum level velocities. I've shot, I do these with my hot 45 Colt load, which is about 30,000 PSI. Pushes a 250 grain cast bullet at about 1260 feet per second. Again, zero leading in the Super Red Hawk. That's a testament. So, if you have any questions, go ahead and email me at cowboyt@sanfranciscoliberalwithagun.com. And remember, this is not a privilege. The reason we do these videos is because, well, doggone it, it is a right. And we must stand up for it. That's why we're doing this. Cowboy T signing off. See you next time, and safe shooting.
San Francisco Liberal. With a gun.